This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
What are we doing next, Macca?
No idea.
Yes, you do.
I do, actually.
We actually have another sponsor in the studio.
Not just a sponsor, a genuine supporter, Tass.
And the very handsome Matthew Huff.
Hello, Matthew. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Who is diversity manager for Holden and, this is a bit I like, vice chair, not chair of vice, vice chair for the GM International Women's Council. So,
sounds
General
fancy,
Motors.
Doesn't it?
It does. Fantastic. Now, tell us, actually, first off, I've got to give you that. Every studio guest gets one of our little SatMag espresso cups.
That's fantastic.
So you get to take that with you.
Well, I'm a huge coffee drinker, yeah, so I may have to fill that cup a few times.
I've heard it's quite petite. Now, Tass, I know you've been... Tass prepares for these shows.
My palms are sweating seeing all that list of questions in your head. Yeah.
So Tass is going to lead off with one.
Well, I want to know why Holden is supporting the LGBTI community and also sponsoring things like, you know, this station, but also Mardi Gras. What's your rationale behind that?
Oh, wow. Well, look, I think we're really conscious of the status that we have in Australia. You know, we've been a brand for 156 years. And over that time, you know, people have built a huge amount of passion for our brand, and we have a voice within Australia, and we're determined to make sure that we use that voice for good. You know, when someone with our level of influence speaks, people do listen. Mm. And so we've got to be careful and conscious of what those words are that we speak. And you know, equality and inclusion and diversity is what makes us a great country. It's what makes Holden a great business. Mm. And as you know, we've got a long, long history of a hugely diverse workforce that has contributed to our success. And our customers come from all backgrounds. So why wouldn't we get involved in something like this, particularly after the year that we had? Mm. And you know, we stood up and showed our support last year, and this year we want to go even further with that, and that's why we're back again at Mardi Gras.
Tass, Holden was the first automotive company in Australia to support marriage equality, and General Motors has a very fine history in this area in the US and other markets. So,
there you go. I was going to ask you. So you are in the parade tonight.
Yes, we are.
And you have a fleet of Holden cars?
Yeah, so we last year we had our motorcade of Rainbow Colorados, which, you know, people loved, you know, and they ultimately we kept them on the road all year, and they made their way around Australia and, you know, everywhere from Toowoomba to Hamilton and all over the shop. This year we've replaced those Rainbows with Glitterados. They're a fleet of Colorados emblazoned with ruby red sparkles to celebrate the 40th ruby anniversary of Mardi Gras. And we'll be, you know, carrying some amazing icons of the LGBT+ community. You know, not just those that have done great work to get us where we are today, but the ones that are still working towards where we're going in the future.
And just to be a little bit testy, yeah, there are some skeptics out there who'll probably argue that you're doing this because you just want to sell more product. What do you say to that?
Well, we always want to sell more product, but ultimately I think anyone who is sceptical about the motivations of a corporate getting involved in any social issue need only look beneath the surface. We are in an age of complete transparency, particularly with social media and the ability to search online and get in contact with key people. It doesn't take much digging to see whether or not someone is genuine and whether or not what they're doing truly aligns to the values. Are they walking the talk? Mm. And we certainly are, and I would test anyone to flick me a message and challenge me on anything that Holden has to say or do in this space.
Great response.
Oh, I didn't even rehearse that one.
Look, one of the things I know, look, there's... And look, you know, most people know I work in the industry. I work for an automotive brand. There is always an interesting discussion, you know, call it the water cooler discussion or whatever, around these issues. And the one thing that's always impressed me is the people that work in our workplaces are really, really diverse, and it's the acceptance and the acknowledgement of how important diversity and equality is, and the, I would say, the insignificant feedback about, you know, that don't agree with this, but, you know, you listen to them and hopefully you can then change their minds. But, I mean, you know, Matt, it's for you, you know, as you see this, as it plays out in the workplace, it's a great thing, isn't it, to see that people support it, genuinely support it. I mean, how many Holden people are involved tonight on their own time, for example, or, you know, that are giving up their weekend to be part of this?
Yeah, look, oh, we've got, you know, dozens of team members involved tonight, and not just team members, but, you know, as part of our parade activation tonight, yeah, we've got 24 Holden customers.
You've got to explain activation to TAS. TAS doesn't know what an activate, because the editor of Cosmo was telling us about that. Now, Cosmo is a sponsor of Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Holden.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know.
And Cosmo are actually riding in one of our cars tonight as well. They'll be reporting and, you know, yeah, joining us as part of the motorcade, and we've got press riding with us from a lot of mainstream media who are never often given the opportunity to get as close to Mardi Gras,
yep,
as they will be tonight. And so, yeah, we're stoked. But, yeah, not just employees tonight, but we've got customers,
okay,
marching with us.
Fantastic.
And I think that goes some way to, again, shattering the stereotype that we know surrounds Holden sometimes.
Yeah.
You have a long history of supporting and investing in the LGBTI community. And some of my research has shown that you've supported a series of awards through ACON and Mr. Gay New Zealand, for example, even Joy Radio. Tell us a little bit about how you make decisions about who you do invest in and who you do support.
I think it goes the same way as what I said to anyone challenging Holden on whether or not we're genuine. We want to look beneath the surface and see where someone's values align. And, you know, definitely in this space, we've been, you know, we didn't just want to throw a celebration tonight. We are aware that we've still got a long way to go until our LGBT plus community has full acceptance in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we're here and having a great time, the message beneath the surface for us is about we've still got a road to go. We've still got a fight to get through. And we want to look for people who are committing to that fight ahead. And that's who we want to throw our support behind. So, you know, people like Mr. Gay New Zealand, you know, Ricky Devine White, he's fighting the fight on shattering the stigma around HIV, but also encouraging, you know, the LGBT plus community that they've got to do the right thing. They've got to get tested and they've got to know what their status is and take action.
Yep.
And that we fully believe in. That's, yep, shattering stigmas and taking action.
Yep.
And everyone on that list of who's riding our cars tonight plays a certain role in that.
Fantastic, fantastic. So at a personal level, what are you doing tonight?
I'm helping with the coordinating. I'm making sure that everyone will be in the right place at the right time to make this motorcade
amazing.
Are you being
bossy?
No. I'm trying to avoid saying that then I'm stepping back and going to have a few drinks and enjoy the parade.
So you're actually not in the parade tonight?
I'm not in the parade. I'll be observing from the sidelines and cheering like a crazy person for all of the amazing people in
the
parade.
Good on you. Can we expect to see you on the dance floor later on tonight or in the morning?
I'm going to take the Holden t-shirt off so that I'm incognito. You may spot me.
Now, I've got an unexpected question for you.
Is this from one of our listeners, Macca?
No, it's from me.
Oh, right.
But actually, a motoring journo wanted me to ask you this. New Commodore.
The ZB.
Yeah, you must feel pretty excited by it. What's been the reaction so far from customers but also from your dealers?
It's a beautiful car to drive, and that's not my response. That is the response of people who have taken the bold step to get in it and drive it.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that people feel emotional about, you know, that the Australian car now being manufactured
Commodore
offshore.
Commodore brand is as old as Mardi Gras.
The Commodore brand has probably as many stories to tell as Mardi Gras as well. So we understand the emotion that some people have, but we, you know, we've done everything we can to turn this into an Australian car. Our engineering team is the best in the world. So I challenge anyone, you know, get behind the wheel, give it a shot,
give
and
it
see
a go.
How you go with it.
Cheers. Matt, have a great night tonight. Thank you. Holden, for your support of Joy and your support of Mardi Gras.
And our community as well.
And our community makes a difference. Have a good night tonight. And if you misbehave, take the Holden T-shirt off.
Fantastic. Thanks, Joy. Happy Mardi Gras.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.